The Christian O Scumbag Breakfast Show.
It's still here.
Absolute Radio.
That's all right, we're into the final stretch now, the last 15 minutes. This has been our safe song, our go-to song. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that Rich and I united in very few areas, but one of them is our deep, deep love of Hall and Oates. This song generally does sum up how we feel about the show, just getting to do it. Great song. I've never cried ever, listen to all of it. But that's song number two, and I cry this for Rich and I. Literally streaming during that. This next song was the first one I ever played. It was this, 12 and a half years ago. I've always loved doing this show, but my word, the last 20 minutes have been utterly painful. Honestly, it feels like I'm being punished for leaving. I made a note to myself, never ever to emigrate again. time for the last song. Yep, I know that used to be the theme tune to the Golden Girls. That makes us the Golden Boys. Cheesy and dumb, perfect for Rich and I. Well, friends, this is the moment I was dreading. It's time to say goodbye. This is really hard for me. We can't put the show on hold anymore because I have to go. Oh, boy. I hope you can realise from the mess Rich and I are in how much this has meant. This is the worst link I've ever done. I'm actually crying so much I'm going to lose weight. I'm having to check in all the stuff after all. No, we've loved doing this. We have been two lucky, lucky guys. Do not be sad today. We're sad because we've loved doing it. We've loved hanging out together. No one that makes me laugh harder than Richie.
It turns out that I liked you.
I had no idea. I think it's why we're both stunned. I had no idea he cared that much about me. I'm stunned.
And if I've got anything left that I need to say sorry for, this is a cover all for it all now. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich, for putting up with me, putting up with all the stick. And what a great thing. There's that line in that George Michael song, what a great kick, a buddy and me. We had every big time band on the run. We are a couple of accidental winners. We love doing this show. We love doing the show in Bournemouth. When it was just a tin pot show then, it was always a tin pot show to us.
Now.
Nothing's changed. But we have loved doing it. I remember many, many years ago before I got into radio, I used to listen to Chris Evans doing this show, ironing my shirts, and I was sleepwalking through my wife.
It's a champagne. I thought I knew you.
It's a game we like to play. I was sleepwalking through my life and my wife. It was a tough time, everyone. And I used to hear Evans doing this show and dream of doing it and not work an hour could go for my crappy sales job and ironing shirts. I'm going to get on a train I hated to go to a job I didn't really want to do, feeling that my life was drifting. To now be saying, and I'm not going to say goodbye, I'm going to say thank you. For 12 and a half years, I got to do it. I still don't know how. It's been an incredible ride. And I can't thank you enough. And this was, it would always be my dream. And thank you for making my dream come true. And Jesus will help. I'm not going to say bye. I'm going to say chanks for everything you've done for the show. Radio is one-on-one. I know we often talk about there's loads of you listening right now, and I'm aware, I know what the figures are. There are a lot of you listening right now. We just found out we've broken the online listening again for the fifth time. But this show's memory, I know how it works, right? Radio is ephemeral, and I've always known that. This show's memory will fade, and I understand that, and you shouldn't feel bad about that, but it will not fade in my heart.
Today.